Your little sister loves you so much because she is your little sister. You have the same blood running in your veins. And by nature, all siblings love each other without knowing the exact reason why. It's only natural. She's totally in love with you and wants to make you happy any way she can. You've taken such great care to protect and support her, to be there for her and watch her grow. She's young and still learning a lot about the dangers of the world. But she knows one thing will always be safe for her. Her big brother's embrace. You'll always keep her warm and hold her tight, won't you? You'll always protect her and be there for her. How could your little sister not love a big brother like you? She thinks about you all the time. About how strong and reliable you are. How dependable you are. How much you motivate her and push her to do better. There is no sight more familiar and comforting to her than you. So, why don't you show her a little more of yourself? Why don't you show her your most passionate side? You know she loves it when you include her in the things you do. So, why don't you make her the thing you like to do? You know she wants it. She's practically begging you for it whenever the two of you are alone. Forcing her way onto your lap. Wrapping her arms around you. Breathing into your neck. Kissing you at the tops of your ears. Whenever you start to blush. Mwah. Stealing your glasses so that you have to pin her down to get them back. You know what she wants when she looks up at you with that heavy gaze when you're on top of her. The way she stares at your lips whenever you talk. She makes it a point to rub your shoulders whenever you've been gaming for too long and she wants your attention. Are you going to make your little sister put in all that work and go all the way? Or are you going to be a good big brother and show her the path to proper sibling love? Don't bully your little sister anymore. Give her the reward she's been working so hard for. Next time she jumps up and wraps her arms around you when you come home from work, give her an extra big hug back and enjoy the feeling of her growing chest against your own. Bury your face into the crook of her neck and feel how fast her heart races just from your hands being wrapped around her waist. From now on, whenever she forces her way into your lap and starts grinding her cute little ass against your hips, don't push her off when you get an erection. Let her feel the consequences of her actions. She's your loving little sister. She's gonna understand that her big brother has needs too. Don't make her feel alone in her lust for her sibling anymore. Show her just how much you love it when your little sister comes and plays with you. Wait for her to turn back to you once she feels how hard your baby sister gets you, and take her first kiss, the one that she's been saving, just for her big brother. Enjoy the taste of her strawberry lip gloss on her cute pink lips. Savor the flavor of her mouth as your tongue explores the source of her moans and gasps while you kiss her. Siblings always have a special code where they can tell without words what the other wants. You know just from the look on her face and the way her legs open up to you that she wants you to play with her cute little pussy too. She wants you to grope her soft little chest. She wants you to spread her legs on your lap, to slide your hand under her skirt, to move your fingers under her cute cotton panties, and to feel how wet she is just from making out with her big brother. And why wouldn't you reward her pussy's hard work getting ready for you by spreading those cute pink folds and diving your fingers in where no man has ever been before? How many times do you think she's rubbed and touched herself to the very idea of her big brother touching her just like that? We both know how much you enjoy the sounds of her gasping your name and pleading for you while she spreads her legs. Make your little sister's fantasies come true. Push her down on the couch while your parents are gone. Slide her panties down her precious little legs and spread them. If you really want to tease her like she's teased you all these years, you could just play with her clit for a little bit first. Taste her virginity on your tongue before you take it. Savor the innocence of your cute little sister underneath you until she's just on the brink. But don't bully her too much. Don't make her say something as embarrassing as, "Please take my virginity, big brother." Just do it. You've already got her legs spread. You know her pussy is soaking wet. You've been hard since she welcomed you home. Move on top of her. Kiss her. Let her taste herself on your tongue right before you make your little sister into a real woman. Push your rock-hard cock into your little sister's pussy and take her virginity. It's a million times better if you do it rather than some asshole when she's in high school. You can protect your little sister from all kinds of bad men by taking her virginity and loving her, understanding her, being with her in a way that they never could. A big brother's self-restraint is like no other. You know if it hurts, you'll go slow. You'll kiss her. Massage her chest. Make her feel good too before you start moving again. You'll wait for her whimpers to turn to moans. You've edged yourself to pictures of your little sister in her swimming suit at the pool. Once she's below you, there's no way you'd mess up her first time by hurting her like that. No. You'll savor every second of your little sister's first time and make sure she feels good too. And how could she not? It's her big brother's cock spreading her pussy after all. What could feel better than that? Nothing could feel better than the completeness of her big brother buried deep inside her pussy, filling her up, loving her inside and out, stretching her deeper and deeper little by little as the feeling changes from discomfort to pleasure. So much pleasure. She's not going to want you to stop. She's going to start begging for you more and more, for you to go deeper and deeper. She's going to wrap her little legs around your waist and buck her hips up into you while gasping for more. It'd be a crime to tell such a sweet little girl no, so you'll give in to her, won't you? You'll fuck your little sister really good, won't you? You'll pound her cute pink pussy with your rock-hard cock until she comes on you, won't you? I want you to. I know how bad you want to fuck your little sister. How bad you want to pound her pussy. How bad you want to come inside of her. Even if your mind says no, says it's dangerous, warns that you might knock her up, I know you want to come deep inside her fertile little pussy, even if it means you might knock her up. You'll always take good care of her no matter what. And she wants it too. It's fine. You can come in your little sister if you want to. She wants you to come deep inside of her. She wants you to. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Do you hear me? It's fine. You can come in your little sister if you want to. She wants you to come deep inside of her. She wants you to push all the way into her womb and to fill her up with her big brother's cum, so I'm sure of it. Go on. Go ahead. Fuck your little sister. Feel her legs lock around you. Pound her cute little pussy and come inside of her. Come deep inside of her. Nothing is ever going to feel as good as coming inside of your little sister after taking her virginity, so just do it already. Rape your little sister. Take her virginity. Shove your cock inside of her and come deep inside her womb. I know you want it. She wants it. She wants it. She wants it. I want it. So give it to her.